And now to the final segment on today's Jefferson Exchange. A crowd is expected at a Rogue Valley farm on Sunday, and that's the day, June 9th, for the second version of Southern Oregon Veg Fest at Tikkun Olam Farm Sanctuary near Phoenix. A year ago, we talked to the organizers about the longtime desire for a showcase for plant-based diets. It happened. It went well. And now we're talking about the second annual. Hadassah DeJack Reynolds is one of the co-founders back in the studio with us. Welcome, Hadassah.
Thank you. Hi.
And Johanna Talley is with us as well, the other co-founder of VegFest. Welcome, Johanna.
Thank you.
So talk about the original creation, if you would, Hadassah, and what it was you set out to do last year, the first time around.
Well, it was a long time in the making. We had been thinking about doing that from the inception of Tikkun Olam Farm Sanctuary, and we put that together last year in about 5 months. Johanna and I talked about it and decided that that was something we wanted to do. And beginner's mind is a beautiful thing because we had no idea what we were doing or how big it was going to be. We thought it would be wildly successful if we had 250 people, and we ended up with over 2,000.
Wow. So were you bursting at the seams?
We were crying. with happiness.
Okay, yeah. So the actual event then exceeded your expectations.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Fortunately, we were well organized. And so aside from parking, which we will address and has been addressed, it went off without a hitch. We were well organized. Our vendors were great. And I don't think people knew that we weren't expecting them.
So you didn't have the look of fear on your faces.
We did.
Uh-huh. We adjusted pretty quickly.
Yes.
So any tweaks this year in response to what you had last year, other than the parking?
The parking was the big one. We do have enough room to accommodate everyone, and we are grateful to the neighbors of Hartley Road that have been willing to help us with that.
Mm-hmm. Talk about the Veg Fest and what it is you're trying to do, who it is you want to attract, and what you have for them to do when they're there.
Well, we want everybody to come. A Veg Fest is an opportunity to bring community together, and we celebrate and learn about plant-based, cruelty-free, environmentally sustainable, and animal-friendly lifestyles. And if anybody's interested in those things, they should come to Veg Fest.
For the people who are confirmed meat eaters or like their leather shoes anyway, how do you convince some of them to come to the event, Johanna?
It's a free day of a lot of fun. There's amazing vendors, crafters, makers, chefs that will be there. It's not salads and kale. It is gourmet, indulgent food. We've got nachos. We have Thai food. We have Caribbean food. You aren't going to leave hungry or feeling overwhelmingly healthy. We also have amazing crafters. We have jewelry makers, artists. We have a houseplant vendor who has beautiful indoor houseplants, monsteras and whatnot. So there's really something for everyone there. We have a kids' corner with a bounce house and petting. Animal tours.
Okay, we'll explain that in just a moment. We're talking about Southern Oregon Veg Fest back for its second run on Sunday, June 9th, 11 to 3:30 at Tikkun Olam Farm Sanctuary on Hartley Road between Phoenix and Talent. It runs parallel to Culver Road coming off of 99 and off Culver Road itself. And so we're talking to Hadassah DeJack Reynolds and Johanna Talley, the co-founders of Veg Fest. And then, so what was all the noise about the animal tour? You get to see the animals, no petting this year?
Well, animal tours are going to happen. There's going to be 2 30- to 40-minute tours, but we want to be really clear. It's not a petting zoo. The animals are a choice to be interacted with or not. This is their home. So many of them, particularly the donkeys, Olive and Hazel, absolutely love to be scratched and rubbed on, but maybe the sheep, not so much. We have pigs that love belly rubs. So some of the animals really like to be interacted with and some don't. And we ask people to not try and force interaction if the animals don't want it.
And you don't want people giving them treats, I understand, too.
Absolutely not. Some of them, we have a lot of animals that are differently abled and have special needs and special diets. So we ask that people don't feed them for their well-being.
Well, talk about the animals then. I mean, the other 365 days, this is a leap year. What goes on at Tikkun Olam?
We are a home for abused, abandoned, neglected, and unwanted farm animals, and we give them an opportunity to live out their lives to the fullest.
are these animals that were in a food production chain potentially at some point?
These were previously farmed animals. Many of them come from factory farms. We recently took in a bunch of chickens that came from an egg farm that was going to be depopulated, and we're rehabilitating them, and they're doing incredibly well. We've worked with the county and have done cruelty cases during the fires. We were rescuing animals during the fires. So that is, you know, that is our focus, is to try and help as many animals as we can get out of the farming system where their lives are going to be short.
We do use a lot of euphemisms when we talk about the creatures we eat, don't we? I mean, depopulated alone, that term right there is sort of a nice way to say.
We sanitize it, definitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, we call them food, we call them meat, and we don't see them that way.
And what does Tikkun Olam mean?
It means repair the world. It's Hebrew for repair the world. And we believe that, you know, if it's we have a place to, an opportunity to do something on our little postage stamp and make it a little bit better. And that is our focus at Tikkun Olam, is to just make things a little bit better.
A postage stamp. How big is Tikkun Olam?
We're about 10 acres.
Okay, that is a postage stamp.
Yeah,
as a
it is a postage stamp as it goes, yeah.
Uh-huh. And so how much parking do you need for a party on 10 acres?
How much parking?
Mm-hmm.
We are fortunate that our neighbors who also have 10 acres are letting us use that area for parking. So mm-hmm. we will have plenty of room. Vendors will be parking on site, though.
Johanna, that was a helpful moment a few minutes ago when you indicated that this is not Kale Fest.
Right. I'm sure there will be kale somewhere in there.
Right. Okay. So talk about the things that impressed people last year and that you might want to play up a little more this year, the things that drew people
among
the offerings.
In the vendor offerings, I think what drew people, first off, the community drew itself first and foremost, it was word of mouth primarily, and it was just them wanting to be a part of this. Food-wise, this year that will hopefully draw lots of people is last year we had one hot food vendor. He rocked it, but he was sold out within hour and a half, 2 hours. This year we have well over five, six hot food vendors. We also have Plant-Baked, which is a phenomenal plant-based bakery, baked goods, if you want decadent cupcakes and brownies. It's amazing. And again, like I said, we have crafters and makers that should draw people as well.
What would you say you guys emerged from last year's Veg Fest the most proud of, the most like, hey, this really worked?
The community.
100%.
Yeah. They were incredibly conscious. I mentioned this once before. At the end, when you're cleaning up everything, there was not a piece of trash on the property. It was amazing. They showed up, they celebrated with us, and they left it as well as they found it. And it was just amazing.
And you do, how do you do this with no admission charge?
Last year it was out of pocket.
I think we ended up in the red only by $300. So we did raffles and we had silent auction and we had opportunities for people to donate. This is eventually supposed to be a fundraiser for Tikkun Olam Farm Sanctuary, but we feel it's really important to bring people in and give them an opportunity to see how animals can live and be cared for and to celebrate all things plant-based, which, you know, has a health component, it has a cruelty-free component, and it has an environmentally sustainable component. And we all want to celebrate that. It's important. We'd like to make money for the sanctuary, but ultimately that isn't the goal. The goal is to just get people there and let them see another alternative.
I see that people probably should bring ID if they're a little younger, because you do have wines and beers for sale, but do not bring pets, I see.
Correct. Do not bring pets. Don't even bring them to leave in your car. It's going to be, what, upwards of high 80s, 90s that day, and it's not a shaded, it's an open grass pasture. Do not bring pets for the safety of your animals or the farm animals, and definitely do not leave them in the car.
Okay, just a couple seconds left. Was the walk up a little easier this year because you had a year under your belt and more than 5 months to prepare for this year?
We're still pulling some really long hours,
uh-huh.
But it's nice to have a template.
Southern Oregon Veg Fest at Tikkun Olam Farm Sanctuary on Hartley Road near Phoenix on Sunday, June 9th from 11 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. No admission charge, but a couple things you might want to pay for while you're there. Thanks so much to Hadassah to Jack Reynolds for coming in to talk about it.
Thank you.
And thank you, Johanna Talley.
Thank you.
That'll do it for today's Jefferson Exchange. Check us out on the website, jeffexchange.org. We upload all our segments there and to podcasting sites like Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Angela Decker from JPR News is our senior producer. Charlie Zimmerman, our assistant producer. Zach Beagle's at the controls today. Maxwell and Terry Longshore composed our theme music. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thank you for listening. Please join us next time on the Jefferson Exchange. Stay safe, stay cool, and have a great day.